Aldergrove's biggest event of the year is coming up Friday, July 18th to Sunday, July 20th, when the Aldergrove Fair brings together thousands of people. The fair, this year with a carnival theme, is on the third weekend of July, placing it this year on July 18th to 20. It takes over Aldergrove Athletic Park and the Kinsman Community Center. The event attracts at least 10,000 people, and the numbers have been growing over the years. The event retains its roots as an agricultural fair. There will still be the exhibits and judging, and entrants do not need to live in Aldergrove. Organizers now accepting entries for this year's exhibits, with a variety of categories for children, youth, and adults. Entries must be original work, and ribbons will be awarded for first, second, and third place in each class based on quality. Some categories may also include additional prizes. Winning entries will be on display throughout the fair. People entering items for judging must submit their forms by Thursday, July 17 at 4 p.m. Exhibits can be dropped off between 4 and 6 p.m. on Thursday, and they must be picked up no later than 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 20. Anyone with questions can email exhibits@aldergrovefair.ca. That's also the email to use to submit entry forms. Or the forms can be dropped off at the Aldergrove Kinsman Center, Langley Arts Council, 26770 29th Avenue. The categories include eggs, baking, canning, preserves, crafts, gardening, upcycling, and children's exhibits. Within each category, there are different classes. Canning has a class for jams, jellies, spreads, another for pickles, relishes, chutneys or salsas, as well as a class for preserved fruits and vegetables, and a fourth class for dried fruits. A downloadable guide is on the fair website aldergrovefair.ca. While not wanting to do away with the traditional fair exhibits, the volunteers who plan the fair strive to find a balance of entertainment and activities to appeal to different ages and interests. Fair President John Catley noted that the community is growing with many people moving in who have never attended the fair. They are encouraged to check out the community's biggest event of the year to learn more about Aldergrove. Organizers have planned tons of family-friendly events, pony rides, food trucks, dog agility demonstrations, games, draws, vendors, a beverage garden, and the main stage with entertainment for every taste. Adults who have always wanted to check out bouncy castles will get the chance at the fair. People can try out virtual reality at the fair at the Another World VR site. Lazy Acres pigs will be doing races at the fair. As well, there will be pony rides, and local 4-H groups will be there with their projects. Thunderbird Quick Draw Team hosts the Canadian Championships during the fair. But the biggest entertainment event of the fair starts the evening before it begins, the Taylor Swift Dance Party, on Thursday, July 17. Everyone's eyes light up when you say, "Hey, we're having a Taylor Swift evening," Fair President John Catley said. Organizers will have free glitter tattoos and encourage people to don their best TS outfits. The gates open at 6 p.m. with pre-party music until 7, and the Swifty video dance party featuring VJ James until 10 p.m. This event will be entry by donation, just like the fair. "It's all by donation," he explained. "We do that, number one, because then people can afford to go. And there will be tap technology on site to make it easier. Cash is also accepted, and there's an ATM on the fair grounds." On Thursday, there will be vendors with Swifty swag for sale and food trucks for when it's time for a treat. There's the beverage garden for the grown-ups with alcohol and non-alcohol drinks, and plenty of room for dancing. Catley noted that there are about 500 chairs at the site and some covered areas, so people should be comfortable during the evening. On Friday, July 18, the fair gates open at 5 p.m. with the annual car show kicking off at 6 p.m. There will be live music from 6:30 to 10 p.m. The Saturday, July 19 schedule is the busiest of the fair. The gates open at 9 a.m. Will's Jams show goes from 10 to 10:45 a.m. followed by Penny Pom Pom and the Garden Fairy between 11:15 a.m. and noon. Will Stroe, the award-winning Canadian children's entertainer, returns to the community with his high-energy and interactive music. Strohe is the star of the TV show Will's Jams on CBC Kids. Then it's time to watch the Fraser Valley Tractor Pullers Association competitions, which run from noon to 3 p.m. The opening ceremonies are scheduled from 12:15 to 1 p.m. before the on-stage entertainment takes over for the rest of the afternoon and evening. Ryan Zollo performs 3 to 4 p.m. The time machine slot is 4:30 to 6 p.m. Perfectly Petty is on stage 6:30 to 8 p.m. Blue Collar Overdrive caps off the evening with a show from 8:30 to 10 p.m. The music of Bachman Turner Overdrive will be heard around the fairgrounds courtesy of the tribute act. We're looking forward to talking care of business for the fine folks at this year's fair. Let it roll, the band posted. The fair continues Sunday with the gates open as of 9 a.m. Cowboy Church with Garth Johannesson is slated for 9 to 10 a.m. followed by live entertainment back on stage starting at noon. Dirt Road Rebels is an 8-piece country band based out of the Fraser Valley. Originally formed in Gold Bridge, Dirt Road Rebels are making waves in the country music scene with high-energy live shows and catchy original songs, as well as everything from 1990s country to today's hits. Their show is noon to 1 p.m. The Tractor Pull continues Sunday, also noon to 3 p.m. The 60-minute slot starting at 1:30 p.m. will be filled by the band Bar Down. Rockin' Rodeo is going to rock right into the Aldergrove Fair with a blend of classics to today's rock and country rock for their set from 3 to 4 p.m., after which time the winner of the 50-50 will be announced. While the fair is fast approaching, organizers would love to have some more helping hands. Kate Lee said they could use some helpers, late teens and adults, during the fair for non-labor-intensive activities with the public, such as selling 50-50 tickets or working at the information booth. Make contact through the fair website or the Facebook page. The Volunteer Fair Society Board squeezes as much value out of every dollar as it can. The fair costs the nonprofit society about $130,000 to stage, with revenues coming from some federal, provincial, and municipal grants, sponsorships, vendor fees, admission donations, ride and game fees, beverage sales, and gaming grants. Costs for the fair include facility rental, stage rental, security, entertainment, equipment rental, insurance, supplies and administration, and promotion. We break even if we're lucky, Kate Lee said. Support from different levels of government, gaming grants and sponsorships are vital to allowing the society to keep the long-running fair going. As Aldergrove grows, it's becoming home to more and more businesses, and some of them are reaching out to get involved in their new community. John Deere, which has an operation in the Gloucester area, will have a massive piece of specialty equipment at the entrance to the fair and is involved in activities, for instance. As well, the Greater Vancouver Zoo wanted to be a part of the fair as part of its education and outreach. The society that runs the fair would welcome hearing from anyone interested in sponsorship. XXXXXX quote. What sorts of time commitment are you looking for from volunteers on the days of the fair? We have enough people for set up, but we have a few positions we'll be short of at the fair. Hope for about 3-hour commitment, i.e. selling 50-50, helping at the info booth. More hands-on, people helping. What sorts of tasks? Late teens and adults. Mostly you're dealing with families. What is the role of sponsorship in the fair? What would it mean not to have that support? Without sponsorships, government grant shave and change. All that's changed is our costs have gone up, like everyone else. Cut grants and government support hasn't gone up. Or face some user fees. Now have to try and round up more sponsorship. It makes a big difference. We break even if we're lucky. John Deere coming on board. Zoo came on board. Just getting engaged with the growing community is great. There's a lot of people moving in. Lots of interest in the fair. Have TapTech to accept donations to make it easier. There will be an ATM machine on site. Also accept cash. Ag exhibits. Have you noticed a resurgence of interest in some of these skills, products with the online popularity? We're trying to bring that back. I think the fair is for the young families, the kids. We can't go all the way into Vancouver for everything. It's an affordable way to get out. The traditional side of it, people are interested, but we don't have the old, folksy popularity. We've been reaching out to the local farmers to try and get them interested. Entertainment. Why is the Taylor Swift dance party the evening before and not during? In the past, they did have Thursday entertainment. Entertainment person said, why don't we do something on the Thursday? What ages can attend and how late does it last? Accept donations. We like to do it because people can afford to go. There's a lot of interest in it. What can people bring? Chairs, blankets, snacks, and not bring? There's lots of tables and chairs, covered areas. The beverage garden will be open. With alcohol and non-alcohol beer. Are there contingency plans in case of inclement weather? It looks like we're going to be okay. The contingency will be that the bands will play. We have some covered area. We will not be postponing the dates or times. Fair. What kind of attendance numbers do you expect, get? What is this year's theme? Carnival, lots of flags and bunting. The star of the show when people enter will be a big piece of John Deere equipment.